Metameo, Disc 4.
Chapter 17. Though the captives were hurried along, the going became easier. Thick forest gave way to grassy clearings, and rocks were much in evidence now, with here and there a large stony hill rearing out of the woodlands. As they marched, Matameo and his friends were able to gather fair quantities of cloudberry and pennycress, supplemented with hard pears and crabapples. Slagar was becoming more cautious, forever watching ahead and detailing guards to cover their tracks from the rear. Vich caught up with Three Claws.
What's the fox watching out for? More slaves?
The weasel curled his lip at the undersized rat.
What he's looking out for is his own business and none of yours, nosy whiskers. You just keep your eyes on those prisoners.
Yeah, you're only saying that because you don't know yourself.
Vich sneered.
But you don't even know where we're going.
Slagar had heard Vich. He stood still until the unsuspecting rat caught up with him. Then the sly one stepped on the rat's tail, stopping him short.
So, you want to know where we're going, eh, Vich?
The rat gulped and shrugged nervously.
No, not really.
The silken mask sucked into a hideous grin.
Then that's good, Vich, good. Because it's no use asking this thick shower of tramps and scavengers. They don't know. Only one creature knows where we're going. Me. When we get these slaves to their destination, you'll either end up very rich or very dead if you keep asking about things that don't concern you.
Slagar strode off, leaving Vich dumbfounded, but thankful that he had only received a verbal reprimand for his curiosity.
Did you hear that?
Matameo whispered to Jube.
Have you any idea where we're going?
The young hedgehog nodded.
South. That's the way that slave caravans always go. Me dad and mum said it's evil in the south. We never go there.
Shortly before noon, they were in sight of two hills. Slagar called Three Claws and Half Tail.
We'll camp in the canyon between those two hills. Take the slaves up to the south end of it. There's flat rocks with a river running through the middle. Stake them out there a while. Feed them and let them sleep. I'll stay up this end of the gorge with Bug-Eye, Skinpaw and Scringe on top of that hill to the left. I want to see if we're being followed. If I signal you, then move this lot south, quick as you can. We'll catch up with you later.
Two stoats called Badrag and Browntooth walked alongside Matameo and the others. Sam and Orma began secretly baiting them. The squirrel and the young badger yawned loudly and stretched.
I'm almost asleep on my paws, Orma. What about you?
Never mind us, Sam. What about these poor guards? They've had their tails run off, marching and looking after us.
You're right there, Badger.
Badrag rubbed his eyes and yawned.
Having to break camp and march in the middle of the night, keeping you lot going, taking orders off Slagar.
Sam nodded sympathetically.
Aye, not much of a life, is it?
Browntooth stubbed his paw on a rock.
Ouch! When are we going to stop and get a decent sleep and something to eat? That's what I'd like to know.
It's a shame.
Orma clucked understandingly.
That's what it is. Look, why don't I mind that big, clumsy spear? You sit down on that rock and rest for a while. Sam, you'll mind Browntooth's old rusty sword for him, won't you?
Sam smiled at Browntooth.
Of course, anything for a friend. You slip me your sword and go and get yourself a little rest with Badrag.
The two stoats were nearly taken in until Slagar's voice called harshly from the head of the column.
Badrag, Browntooth, stop yammering and get those prisoners moving. Come on, liven yourselves up.
Badrag spat on his paws and rubbed them into his eyes as he quickened the pace.
Think you're clever, don't you? Trying to get us in trouble with the chief.
Browntooth snarled at Sam and Orma.
Move along here. Come on, get those pots trotting, you slackers.
Matthias was first at the scene of the battle, with Jess close behind him. 12 hedgehogs were attacking a badger, nipping and bullying from all sides with claw, tooth and spike. The badger was a huge male, even bigger than Constance. He carried a large double-headed battle axe, but he was only using the long wooden pole handle to ward off his attackers. Time and again they would charge, hurling themselves at the big badger with savage grunting noises, but still he did not use the battle axe blade. Squealing hedgehogs were tossed high into the bushes by long, powerful sweeps of the handle, and now and again he would lash out with his paw, causing them to ball up and roll away. Regardless of the size and obvious danger of the badger, the hedgehogs continued to fight him aggressively. They were strong fighters. One of them, an old male, would call out at intervals,
"You great stripy varmint, give us back our jubilation or we'll spike you dead, so we will."
The badger's patience was wearing thin, but his great strength was unabated as he bared his teeth and yelled back,
"What in thunder's a jubilation? You're all mad! Get back or I'll use this axe properly. On my oath as a warrior, I will."
Matthias, Jess, Basil and Sheik stood on the outskirts of the fight, completely ignored. The warrior mouse turned to Basil.
"There seems to be something wrong here. Woodlanders don't usually fight each other this way. Maybe they know something about which way the fox has gone. I'm going in to break it up."
"Keep out of the way, young fella,"
Basil told Sheik.
"Right, Matthias, me old scout, lead on."
Matthias, Jess and Basil leapt into the fray, placing themselves around the badger. The warrior mouse brandished his sword and roared out,
"A red wall! A red wall!"
Basil's voice joined Matthias's.
"Blood and vinegar, mud and fire, upon atom!"
Jess's voice joined them both.
"Treetops and timber! Red wall!"
Immediately the fighting ceased.